This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, let's have eggs and bacon for breakfast. Who wants to do that? What does that do for your cholesterol level?
Yeah, a lot of people love to have...
You know how you can balance it, ladies? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. You can cook the eggs in avocado juice. Here I am. As you know, I'm a connoisseur.
Avocado oil, you mean? Juice?
What did I say? Oh. Okay. Avocado juice.
Man, you can make scrambled eggs gross, too.
Now, that's
you know, I actually found yesterday... I did a little shopping in my little local store where I get my apples. It's actually an orchard, but they have some nice little things that they create. And you were making fun of me having tomato sauce on my fish. But
wasn't the problem, because that's in Italian restaurants all the time. I personally don't like that. But you were talking about doing a stir fry in a wok with fish,
yeah.
And then you added red sauce.
Yeah.
That's just to clarify. I'm not the crazy one.
What we're thinking is like snow peas and cabbage when you talk about a stir fry.
Yeah, there was some peas in it, and there was cabbage, but there was lettuce and a few carrots, that sort of thing, chopped up in it. It was good. It was yummy. I put a little too much soy sauce in it, though. That makes it.
Oh, see, this is the problem. You added soy sauce with marinara
and
sauce.
Tomato
that's
sauce.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to something that's much more important beside my diet and how I cook my dinner for myself. Speaking of cooking, things are cooking, heating up fast in the Michael and Adam department. So, Jennifer, you want to bring us the story on that? No, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but just
Well, I think it's kind of important because if you want to talk about the integrity of the country and the integrity of law enforcement in the country, I think this is a really important story. So over the last week, and it's getting buried because of coronavirus, and understandably so, but certainly if coronavirus were not going on, this would have to be forced to the top of all the headlines. Michael Flynn, just to put in perspective, was the national security advisor for President Trump for 3 weeks before he was fired for allegedly lying to Vice President Mike Pence about a conversation he had during the transition between Trump's win and when the administration took office back in 2015. He had the conversation with Russian Ambassador Kislyak. Now, it was revealed through FBI memos, internal memos that were released, that in the margins of many of these documents with Michael Flynn, they had handwritten in the margins, is the goal of this investigation to get Michael Flynn to lie so we can prosecute him or to get him fired? And this is a guy who spent $6 million on a legal defense. He pled guilty ultimately because the FBI was shaking down, I guess threatening to go after his son for various things. And so Michael Flynn pleaded guilty and got legal defense in, even though he never really said he believed that he did anything wrong. Now, the FBI is trying to answer for this release of information, and they provided more information that is now even more incriminating by association. Apparently, some of the agents who were interviewing Michael Flynn, we heard about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok for a long time during the Mueller investigation. Peter Strzok actually rewrote all of the notes that were taken from Michael Flynn's interview on what's called a 302 form and revised it before he actually turned it into the prosecution. So to make it look even more incriminating for Michael Flynn. Now, Adam Schiff, who is my congressman, who sits at the head of the House Intelligence Committee, has been cleared to release interviews and his investigations for what they looked into with the Russia in terms of Russia and all of this with President Trump. Apparently, Adam Schiff is now, according to many sources in his office, in panic mode because most of this confirms that the investigation turned up nothing between multiple sources that they talked to and President Trump all about collusion with Russia, which was not the same narrative that Adam Schiff was spinning all the way through this investigation process. And so now he's being forced into releasing these documents because they've been unclassified by the Department of National Intelligence, and he's trying to hold off. Apparently, a lot of people are kind of, I guess, brought up in this piece, including Rod Rosenstein, who was the deputy attorney general who oversaw the Russia probe, as pushing an investigation that had nothing to it. They put Paul Manafort in jail for stuff unrelated to Russia. They have gone after Roger Stone. They've put Michael Flynn through $6 million worth of legal bills. And all of the stories that we were told by Adam Schiff and his committee in Congress, all the stories we were told by investigators, and even the Robert Mueller investigation that cost the country, what, $30 million? All of that stuff is beginning to fall apart. It was like a house of cards. And now that these memos are starting to turn out, more evidence is being provided every single day that this investigation should have never happened. And it was really the ultimate hoax, as President Trump has been saying all along.
So in the light of the coronavirus and all the other things that are happening, how important is this to the average person? Maybe it is important, but how important is it to...
I would tell you why I think it should be. And I would tell you this, whether there's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House, when the FBI is working against American citizens and forget the campaign, but trying to set them up, I think we should all be pretty concerned.
So,
I think
it
actually is maybe
getting
the ultimate concern.
But is it getting equal treatment under the law? Is it getting equal scrutiny by the news media? Is it getting the treatment that it deserves? And I brought up the COVID thing because that's a way that can be an excuse for this stuff not to make it to the front page, and it gives
them
cover.
Covering.
Right. That's my point.
And also, all the stuff that was asserted about this in the news media has now proved to be wrong. And so they're covering themselves for that, I think. Also, there's a political component to this because they don't want to talk about something that could be bad for people on their, and I'm using air quotes here, team. But I think at some point they're going to be forced into talking to about this. This could be literally what we've just lived through. Think about what we're living through, a pandemic, and probably the greatest political scandal, at least in our modern history. If this was an attempt by a government to take down a campaign or a incoming president, do you know what that would be? I mean, that's the stuff that movies and books are done for decades, all about stuff like this. And this is what we're seeing unfold.
But I'm suggesting
here's the thing. This doesn't take away whether people like Trump or not. You can still not like Trump, and you can disagree with everything he says. But the fact is, was a former administration working to take down someone who was an elected president? And it sure seems like that's exactly what happened. As crazy as this could have been, and people said President Trump was crazy for thinking this, and what did this all mean, and he's just making up conspiracy theories, all the evidence that's coming out now from the FBI itself, not from the Trump administration, but in released documents from the FBI, are showing that President Trump was right about this all along.
Well, but what I'm suggesting to you is that it's falling on deaf ears. The reason I wanted you to begin the conversation with that is because it's a fairly interesting and important political story, but most of the people listening are saying, who cares how many people died of the virus last night, and when's there going to be a vaccine?
Could be.
Stuff like that. So, you know, it just, we have so much corruption. There's so much fraudulent information around. Nobody knows what to believe, what not to believe. And it's played its way into the whole COVID-19 discussion as well, I think. Anyway, all across the board. And then we have the questioning that's going on now, and I think it's become legitimate. I always kind of felt this way from the beginning myself, as to whether we need to have these stay-at-home orders. Are they enforceable? Are they necessary? The study from New York City seems to suggest that they aren't, because they don't do any good in reality. Maybe they've done some good, but again, how are you going to measure that? So before the Supreme Court this week was a focus on the Pennsylvania stay-at-home order. And the Supreme Court didn't lift the stay-at-home order, which was kind of interesting that they're leaving it to local. I don't know that they're taking a position. They're leaving it to local rule, to what they call home rule. Something did happen, though, at the Supreme Court, which was kind of, I don't know, it's one of those, I guess it's the new age, right? Everything, remember, the microphone is always on.
Yep.
And all of the Supreme Court members are mic'd and people that are participating.
Well, for the first time ever, they're hearing arguments via telephone because they can't all be together. God knows they're all 1,000 years old, so it would be pretty high risk.
Well, they ought to be meeting together. It's time for them to be in the same room, look at the body language. I don't see how you can really hear an argument, get the argument, without being in the same room with everybody else. But during the middle of this argument, there was, this is the Attorney General versus the American Association of Political Consultants. There was a sound that projected across the live audio stream.
They're going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topic, then the call is transformed. And it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed. And so
there's no doubt that was absolutely a toilet flush.
The distinctive flush.
This is happening across... I see stories every day with people on Zoom calls, and they think that they're on mute, and they're not, and then they're screaming at their toddler and cursing, and like this happens all day, every day now.
Yeah. The mic is always on.
But it's funny because people are commenting on it and denying it. they're giving from each individual office.
Who's denying it?
Oh, a lot of them were saying it wasn't me, basically. They're not saying that it didn't happen.
We don't know who
did it. Multiple people are coming out and making comments on the record saying, yeah, for the record, that wasn't me.
Well, the guy that you don't like, who's the chairman of the FCC, Victoria, Ajit Pai, said, quote, to be clear, the FCC does not construe the flushing of a toilet after counsel saying what the FCC has said to reflect a substantive judgment at the Supreme Court justices. Yeah, it was kind of funny. I'll get a little levity, which we can all use a little more of, if you know what I mean. It's 17 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. So, now that we have a focus on the business Supreme Court, how about the stimulus bill? The next one, or is there to be or not to be? That is the question. Is there going to be another stimulus bill? I didn't know there had been four, or this is the fourth one. I thought there were
this would be the fourth one that they would work on, right? I actually think that I think there's obviously Mitch McConnell has probably come forward many a time saying he'd like to not give more money out. I think most of us would not want to give out more money, but I do think there'll be some other type of stimulus that could include infrastructure, probably some money for the states with stipulations.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of the budgets are being cut in cities and towns and counties and states as appropriate. I think this is good. Hack them up. Let's stop the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Guess we all know who this is, right?
Pretty much got it.
And this has just become one of the signature anthems of our time. Queen, in our musical focus at 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, with Brian May talking about a sequel to Bohemian Rhapsody, which probably isn't going to happen. I remember the movie came out a couple of years ago. Doesn't seem like an obvious candidate because it was a story of pride. Where do you go after you tell Freddie Mercury's story, right? Where do you go with it? A lot of people say, oh, let's have another one. The film grossed $900 million, won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Actor for Rami Malek. Rumors thought, okay, let's see, is there a follow-up here? If they could figure out a way, an angle, they'd come up with one. But you know what? Freddie Mercury's still dead. But he didn't really die in the movie, did he?
No.
No.
No, actually, he went on to live for another 7 years.
Yeah. So is there another movie? Victoria, what do you think?
It would have to be in that time frame. After Live Aid, they did another tour the next year where he was still healthy. The time frame of the movie is off. He didn't know he had AIDS when he did Live Aid, so that was wrong. But they took license. But you'd have to basically watch him. He recorded 2 more albums and then was in seclusion with his partner until he died. And so the band has always been incredibly protective of him, and especially during those last few years, they really protected his privacy. And his best friend Mary, who features prominently in the movie as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would want to tell a story of an icon just dying a horrible death. That's what the movie would have to be, really.
Uplifting. Who's going to want to go see that? The story as it was presented in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody was pretty uplifting, actually. And I like the way they portrayed the relationship between him and his best friend, the lady. I forget what her name was.
Mary.
Mary, yeah, right. So
She still lives in that house.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. He left everything to her.
Brian May is stuck in his home in England because of the obvious. And I guess Queen, Adam Lambert, have all postponed their summer tour until now next year at this time. Brian May says, it was our biggest tour ever. We sold 400,000 tickets. Wow. What's that? How much are these tickets?
That's just for the next leg. They've sold well over a million tickets for this tour.
At $200 a piece?
Oh, I took Lewis for his birthday last year, and I paid well over $200 a piece. But it was worth every penny. It's one of by far one of the best concerts I've ever seen. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, the movie is a good movie. They should leave it at that. 26 past the hour. All right, speaking of leaving it the way it was, the Grateful Dead reissuing their classic album, Working Man's Dead, for its 50th anniversary. CD Deluxe Edition boasting an unreleased concert recording. That'd be interesting. But their concerts were awful, though, so I don't know what you want. Awful.
They're literal deadheads clutching their chests right now. Having a heart attack here when you say that.
But they are. I know the deadheads love them. But for the most, I went to one of their concerts, and this is before Jerry Garcia croaked, and it was awful.
And it's definitely not your scene.
No, it's not. In all kinds of different ways. More drugs than you can. I mean, I couldn't find my way in or out of the place because of the smoke.
Why would you go see the Grateful Dead?
Because I wanted to have the experience. I wanted to have those experiences once in my life. I am one of those people. You should know me. I try anything once. And then after that.
Not really. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Not really.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you're not like a drugger or a drinker.
No, I've never tried drugs.
Have you even had coffee in your life?
No.
Okay, so let's go try some coffee.
He's Mormon, basically.
Let's start with that.
No, I'm a Buddhist, not a Mormon. Probably close, maybe, in some respects. All right, anyway, that's the Dead.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News. Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
On MSNBC, the Speaker of the House says she's moving forward. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the sexual assault allegations against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are a closed issue, and she's not going to answer questions about the matter anymore.
Do you view this as a closed issue, or what is your response?
Well, it is for me. I have said I am proud to support Joe Biden for president. I believe him when he says it didn't happen, but I also believe him when he said let them look into the records, and that's what they should do. But I'm not going to answer this question again. I will just say I have every confidence that Joe Biden will be a great president of the United States.
A retired NFL superstar has been caught up in a Medicaid scandal in Mississippi. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre facing questions, though currently not charges, for his role in a massive Medicaid misspending scandal in Mississippi. A state audit revealing that the state's Department of Human Services and several nonprofits misspent about $94 million in Medicaid money. It also showed that Favre was paid just over $1 million to make speeches he never gave. Auditors in Mississippi say they're sending their findings to Congress to see if the state would be sanctioned for that misspending.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That's a perfect way for you to spend time every day. The DJV program. We have our DJVshow.com clip of the day. The current hosting has the three of us, Doug, Jen, Victoria, discussing the merits of new music from T Flaming Lips. I don't think,
The Flaming Lips. That's a typo. Oh my God.
T Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it's a typo.
Remember when we talked about the Flaming Lips?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Phil, you're fired. Take care of that. All right. Yeah, it didn't mean any more to me then than it. I kind of checked out on that conversation as you.
No.
That's part of the. Phil, have you got the clip there? Just play so we make a reference to this. It was, I think that I wondered about some concurrent lesbian activity in the conversation, didn't I, if I remember correctly? Idea of...
That was in the
It's all coming
half.
Back to me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was?
Segment, yeah.
All right, so it's not worth listening to the clip. Well, it is if you want to...
It's already
laugh.
The clip of the day, so how about everyone just goes to DJVshow.com and
listen to our clip
listen.
Of the day.
Right.
It's not really worth it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's get back to the matters at hand here. Victoria has some news from the neighbor, Native American, I was going to say the neighbors, from the Native American Tribe Department. So what's going on There are a couple of different things, actually, action-wise, aren't there?
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting story that's making the rounds. Most people will probably see it pop up in their news sources today. This is something I didn't know. Maybe, Jen, you knew this because we've got some Irish history that we share. 170 years ago was the Great Potato Famine in Ireland. Everyone, of course, knows about that. But a little-known fact is that America's Choctaw Nation pooled together money and sent over potatoes and money to people in Ireland. And at the time, this is, again, 170 years ago, at the time they sent $170 to starving Irish families during that famine. There's actually a sculpture in County Cork that commemorates the generosity of the tribe and, of course, and you know, everything that happened between this unlikely friendship between Ireland and the Choctaws. Apparently, it has still become, it has still remained intact, and now hundreds of Irish people are repaying that kindness, giving to a charity drive for two Native American tribes who have been hit extra hard with the COVID pandemic. And as of Tuesday of this week, the fundraiser has raised more than $1.8 million in Ireland to, and they're sending, this is going to help, yeah, this is going to help supply clean water, food, health supplies to people in the Navajo Nation and the Hopi reservations. And so hundreds of thousands of dollars are coming from Irish donors and different organizations, and this is something that, like I said, this is a little bit of history I never, ever knew, and who would have ever even thought that the Choctaws were even aware of the Irish potato famine? If you think about how news, you know, was disseminated back on CNN. So it's incredibly generous that they were thinking about people that they never met, would probably never have any interaction with, mm-hmm. and yet that generosity of spirit was incredible, and I think it's wonderful that they're sending, that Ireland is repaying.
It's a very interesting development. It really is.
Such a strange connection. But yeah, but it's really, it's kind of wonderful. So I think it's great. So that will help the Navajo and the Hopi nations. The chief of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma said that the tribe was gratified and not at all surprised to learn of the assistance from our special friends, the Irish, because we have become kindred spirits with the Irish in the years since the Irish potato famine. We hope the Irish, Navajo, and Hopi peoples develop lasting friendships as we have in the past. So it's very sweet.
Well, there's other news affecting Native American tribes as well. The feds have said they're going to start sending in $4.5 billion in relief funds starting, I think, this week. Treasury Department says the payments are based on the size of their population. Each tribe is supposed to get about $100,000. Is that enough? Are they being discriminated against? A lot of people say, oh, what's that? The package was part of the $2 trillion stimulus package. There are a lot of special groups that are being singled out. 2,400 Native Americans have been infected with the virus. 70 have died. One of the Arizona Native American officials called the payments woefully inadequate. And I would use that same description to describe what's going on in the agricultural community. If you listen to my weekly American Family Farmer show, which focuses on food, family, and the farm together, how the world is changing for the farmer. In some circumstances, for the better, some not for the better. But I will tell you, I feel that the American public is becoming more aware, because of this circumstance we find ourselves in, of the food chain, the food supply, where it comes from, why people are asking, why don't we have any meat? People are asking, why don't we have any dairy? People are asking, why aren't there any eggs? People are asking, why aren't there enough vegetables to go around? Well, because the food chain has been heretofore disrupted by big business, big ag, and big government. So now you're figuring out, wait a minute, I don't know. Well, we've been asking questions about where the meat comes from. You really don't know where the meat's coming from now, because it isn't coming from American sources, because most of those plants and most of the slaughterhouses have been shut down because they got the COVID virus. Where was it that there was one of these plants, Tyson? The Tyson Meat Factory, they have 700 employees there in Perry, Iowa. 700. That's 60% of the workforce at this meat factory have tested positive for the virus. So there's not going to be any meat coming out of there. And that brings us around to understanding how is it that so many people are working there and why is so much meat being processed in this plant? Because it costs less to put the plants out in the middle of nowhere in Iowa. A lot of the Tyson chicken comes, a lot of it from Indiana, Pennsylvania, Maryland, the Virginias, and they kill the birds and they bring them out to these plants and they process them there. But listen, there are at least three other Tyson food plants that are closed as well for the same reason. And we all know about the Smithfield plants that are closing because of the virus. It brings around a focus to understand where your food comes from, how it's processed. Do you think that most people actually ask both of you, really, your friends, do they really know where their food comes from? Are they aware? I know, Victoria, you talk about this a lot, and Jennifer, you probably do too, but, I mean, think about it. Do you honestly, I'm asking everybody who's listening right now, do you honestly know where your food comes from, and do you care? Or maybe it's a past tense. Did you know where your food comes from, and did you know that it was this, 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 and this? I'm betting you didn't.
I think people are more aware than that.
Now they are.
In my friend group, like, that's actually something that's really important. You know, I mean, we buy farmers market stuff. We talk about where our food sources are coming from. You know, I don't eat meat, so I don't really concern myself with meat products, but, I eat chicken every once in a while, and I buy pasture raised chicken because I know that the health benefits of
that.
Is
it all local? Are you both buying all locally sourced?
I try to buy
fruits,
local as much as
vegetables,
possible. Yeah.
I'm not buying all local right now. No, I love going to the farmer's market. I wish I could do that more, but it's very restrictive right now. So
yeah.
I'm able to get the gathering. Right. I'm able to get what's inside the grocery store pretty much.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're waking up. This process, one of the good things that's coming out of this, you saw a couple of postings that I had on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, farmer in upstate New York. Who got tired of throwing his milk away, started to process it himself, and the demand is huge. He sells out every day, way before the day is over. That kind of stuff needs to be replicated to save the American family farm, a tradition, a way of life, a way that we handle things, and it's a worthwhile. You know, this is not one of these things, well, we need to move it forward because progress is our most important product. No, not when it comes to food. It's not at all. The fresh stuff. What is happening to our food is something you should be asking yourself. Very important question. And so I think people are more aware of it
because it's even affecting Wendy's.
You know,
because Wendy's, and as we talked about yesterday, Wendy's is the only fast food chain that uses fresh meat, not frozen.
Yeah.
And so Wendy's, one out of five Wendy's restaurants have there is no beef. And when
they've
people
been pulling it.
Yeah, and so when people go to Wendy's and it's like, sorry, we're sold out of beef, then it does make people more aware that it affects every single level of the food chain.
Yep.
And our food supply.
And the other thing that is pretty ridiculous, as long as I'm into the farm thing, I think we were talking about this yesterday as well, the government is going to buy surplus food, but not till the fall. Hello, it's May.
Makes no sense.
These guys are broke now. They're not going to last until the fall. And it's that
kind
of stuff.
And what about all the food? What about all that surplus food that
goes
to food banks where people need food right now? It makes zero sense to put that off.
It's America has been built on small farms, and we are now searching through our consciousness, I think many people are, as to what's happening. But you see more and more stories like the one I post on my Facebook page. Plus, there's the story of the Lively Run Dairy, which is a cow cheese producer up in upstate New York. They have taken a waste not, want not approach to the surplus milk that's being dumped or was before they got a hold of it in their local areas. So what they're doing, the fellow who runs it is Pete Mesmer. That's the Mesmer family that runs this dairy. Because of the demand dwindling, restaurants, institutions, you know, schools, all that stuff's gone. So what are they doing? They're taking the excess milk, they're producing it as cheese, and they're giving it to food banks. That's what they're doing with it. They have a GoFundMe campaign. You can go to GoFundMe.com/F Help Make Cheese for Food Banks. Actually, the complete, I probably should post this. GoFundMe.com/F/help-make-cheese-4-food-banks-with-dumped-milk. 20,000 in donations in the last couple of days. People get it. They get it. Now they're getting it. So anyway, and this, by the way, this dairy, Lively Run, hasn't been immune to the negative impact from the pandemic either. They lost half their business, so they're now not making any money. They're able to pay their bills, but they feel it's more important to acquire the surplus milk from farms in their area rather than have them dump it out and make cheeses and things that they can give to people who need it. God love them. This is what goes on when people think of other than themselves. And there's a lot of it going on in our country. But I think me calling attention to the state of agriculture is something that we really need to be continuing to focus on. Because you are all asking now the old Clara Pella question, where is the beef? And that is a good question, as it applies to Wendy's or any other place. And by the way, that ad, remember yesterday we were talking about how most of the McDonald's stuff and the Burger King is half soy.
Mm-hmm.
And gives it some taste.
A lot of soy filler, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that was the reason that that campaign was, Thomas's idea. He was the Thomas, what was his first name?
Dave, wasn't it?
Dave Thomas, thank you.
Yeah.
That's good, Jennifer. Who started Wendy's, named it after his daughter. And their one of their first most successful advertising campaigns about 35, 40 years ago was an old lady driving around in a car yelling, where's the beef? Where's the beef? Because all the other, and that's how Wendy's got a strong foothold fast, because of that ad. Don't tell me advertising doesn't work. People didn't know what Wendy's was. All of a sudden this ad appears, where's the beef? And people say, wait a minute. And they go to McDonald's and say, what's in your hamburger? And they say, well, there's soy and there's grain. And
well, and there was also a lot of rumors about growth stuff that was going on, because that was a really revealing time.
Hormones galore. Yes. Yep. So and then Walter Mondale used it in his presidential campaign. Didn't work so well for him, but it did work for Wendy's. 48 past the hour on the DJV show. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three past the hour now. It's time to ask Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology here, continuing our focus on your health and well-being with some questions from the audience. Here's somebody who has a problem going to the bathroom. If I am able to go to the bathroom regularly, it's fine, but if I can't, should I be worried? That is doing the fecal movement, I guess, is the question here. Sometimes it's normal, sometimes it's sloppy. And again, I'm sort of paraphrasing.
Exactly. That's a very polite discussion of this.
Yes.
My strong recommendation is that usually when this is going on, you're in the early stage of what's going to peak in something that you don't like, and you're going to be away on vacation when life gets back to normal, or you're going to be in the middle of the night, and it just doesn't happen, the peak, the real problem, when you want it to happen. So get this looked at early. Ask your primary care doctor for a referral to a good GI doctor, and let them take care of this, and you'll be happier in the long run, no pun intended.
All right. Very clever. All right, there's a question that you researched, I know, about cigarettes and vaping and what they do to your blood system, vessels, heart. There's some new information on this from the Journal of the American Heart Association, which is one of the, I don't know if Bible is the right word for this, but something that you follow closely, and our listeners benefit from your following these sorts of things closely. So is this new news, or is this something that underscores what we've already said many times?
It confirms our worst fears, because cigarettes not only directly damage the lungs, we all can feel that, but it directly damages the wallpaper of the circulation in the body. And when the endothelium, or the inner lining to your circulation pipes, is damaged, that's what begins this cascade of plaquing that then ruptures, causes heart attacks and strokes, or causes horrible symptoms because you're not getting enough blood flow when you try to do physical exertion. And it seems like not only tobacco smoke does it, but vaping does the same thing, damages the lining. So another good reason to stay away from it.
All right. There's a question about whether or not to use this over-the-counter heartburn medication, Pepcid, or is it Pepcid AC? I remember taking this at one point in time as another way of dealing with COVID-19. Credible? Not credible? Just another thing being thrown against the wall? What's the scoop?
Okay, boy, let me untangle that web. Mm-hmm. What's being tested is Pepcid intravenously in very high doses, much higher than you can possibly take orally. So don't even try it. And the results of that study have yet to be reported, are going to be reported in the next few weeks.
All right. So it's a whole different, just using them, this is where stuff, the misinformation comes from. It's kind of like Trump's comment regarding gargling with bleach or whatever he said.
Crazy.
It was, you know, taken out of
You got to go
context.
To New York and learn the New York humor because sarcasm, you know, that's all that is.
Yeah. All right. Next up has to do with the corner of the world that has cancer. We've talked a lot about heart disease. You did mention something earlier on in another broadcast about cancer and its impact or the concern people would have. I know we've talked about respiratory problems and cardiovascular problems with COVID. How do people who have cancer react to the COVID?
Well, this is the 15 or 20% who get COVID who are going to get the severe form, and there are some clear risk factors. Obesity seems to be a big one, heart mm-hmm. disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, but the one that was recognized just this week is the cancer. This came out of the American Association for Cancer Research, and it seems like the blood cancers, like the lymphomas, any of the blood cell cancers, this was the most concerning of getting the worst COVID, and then lung cancer was the second worst cancer to have in terms of getting the COVID. But cancer affects the immune system, so it's not surprising that it's going to put you at higher risk. And these are the people, we're going to be able to subtype people who are at increased risk and should be more careful. And if you have any of these risk factors, you need to be more careful. And then hopefully we're going to get antibody testing, and getting the antibody hopefully will prove that you have immunity, and that is where the future is of who can get their out-of-jail card real soon and get back to their normal life.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. He's in Florida. He's all over the country because he's respected as a researcher, scientist, and doctor. This is Good Day Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.